am I just too old to learn? I'll see things through an unsuspicious eye. Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it. Ooh, yeah, yeah, it surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
news, they look you up and down. All aboard the green car, you don't know till how far we're gone. Another swallowed town. Sitting where the track bends, attention span is thin. Conversation dies as it begins. Talk about a green earth and just how much the war's worth. We're gone, she thinks I'm full of sin. It's a homeward song as we float along. Up and leave. Jack of hearts will seem to rue the day. Well, sitting writing postcards 2 weeks overdue, dozing off as farm towns whistle by. And I can't comprehend what to say and whom to send. The gone sent back to me, myself and I. It's a homeward song as we float along.
Burning in a cage, I'm broken in the middle. upon you that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night. And I'm frightened by those who don't see.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Well, good morning. Welcome to a Friday sunrise on CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. My name is Mark Farabee.
I'm Jeff Farabee.
Yes, we're here once again for another episode. Started this whole morning off with a track from a fella we've had on the show. He's Australian. He's from the Melbourne region.
Oh, yes.
From a town called Maui. And, yeah, his name's Christian Meezy.
And the Sirens.
Well, that's not his name, but that's the name of the band. And the album is called Beautiful World, and the track we heard is Mama Not Gonna Let It. I also heard a track from a band out of New Jersey. Yes.
The Gaslight Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
From American Slang, that was the title track, American Slang.
Yes. How did you How did you come across this band?
I think I've explained this many times on the show.
Yes, well, I have short-term memory problems, so...
I was watching a Bruce Springsteen video live in London, I think, something like that. And the singer from the Gaslight Anthem came on and sang a song with the Boss. And I ended up hitting up their MySpace page, heard a couple songs, and got into them. Got a couple of their albums, and off I went. That was it. That's the end of the story.
Here we are now.
Nothing good.
Cool. Well, they're pretty good. I'm digging it. I'm totally digging it, dude. We also heard a track from a band we played last week called Raccoon Bandit. They are out of the Charlotte town, Prince Edward Island, I believe. It was sent to me by a friend of mine that I was in a theater production with who's moved back out to Prince Edward Island, and he sent me a CD this Christmas, and I'm totally digging that one, too. It's Raccoon Bandit. The track we heard was the first track on the CD. It's called Train Song. We also heard a track from the Avett Brothers, or Avett Brothers. I think it's Avett. I'm not 100% sure. Everybody pronounces it differently. Anyways, that was off of Live Volume 3. That was Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise. Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise. That's right.
It. Where are they from?
They are from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh,
yeah,
that's two Charlottes back to back.
Yeah, well, Charlotte Town.
Yes. Okay, moving on.
Anyways, yeah, that was recorded in their hometown. That was a pretty good one. The last time they were in town here in Vancouver was probably last July. I believe they were playing the Folk Fest down at Jericho Beach. I managed to miss that one, but I'm sure it was a very good show.
Anyway. What do we got coming up?
Next on the docket, we have a track from a fella whom we've also had on the show twice, actually. It's Mr. Tobacco Brown. We're going to hear the title track off of his album called Bruised Gin. Yes, the song is called Bruised Gin.
If you've been listening, we've been playing a lot of Tobacco Brown. But usually, what's the song we normally play?
The 468 Blues.
468 Blues. If you like that song, we're playing a different one, so sorry.
Well, maybe not, sorry, because it's a good song, too. Okay.
Okie dokie.
All right. Here's a little Tobacco Brown for you on Friday Sunrise on
CITR.
Thank you. She walks into the door with that little bit of hope. I don't believe I'm not Catholic, but to her I'm the Pope. We kill the time nights you never want to be in. And this is the last thing I'll ever say over you. Thank God we never got tattoos. Drinks might make you limbo, that swagger's in your hand. Like the books I bought you, you never read.
to my heart. People wandering the same demo planes, waiting for wisdom to shout out their names, but never exchanging a look or a thrill that would shoot you straight dead in the heart. A beautiful moment. To the senses of order, motherly, waiting for our children to comfort. Let the sky be littered with radiant hearts.
us waiting to guide you back home.
Hey, this is Scott.
And Jeremy from Reggie Blackout.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Rock on.
If you want two tickets to go see this band called the Drive-By Truckers, they're playing at the Commodore Ballroom March 11th. Give us a shout here, 604-822-2487. All right, that was a track from Drive-By Truckers. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom March 11th. If you want two tickets, give us a shout, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. But now, it's time for...
From Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Hello, Jason.
Good day, Mark.
How is everything with you?
Things are well, man. How's everything out there in Vancouver?
Oh, it's pretty rainy and wet.
Very, very wet this morning.
Yes, we had a bit of snow the other day. My neighbor, Joel, made a giant penis in the yard.
Oh, I see things haven't changed much. Still making giant penises in the yard, that's good.
Yes, we're all grown up now.
I have a nice little four-wheeled thing. I've been driving around the streets like a big monster trucker. It's been fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's crazy weather. Big snows out here.
Yeah. Well, it's
but, yeah, man, still checking out music and stuff. Lots of stuff going on. I haven't seen any shows this week, except for the Bovine Sex Club show that I saw last week. Nothing coming up this week except for a wedding, but I did get sent a bunch of stuff from some bands. So, I checked them out, and there's a couple from Toronto that you guys should check out. I'll tell you about those guys if you want to hear.
Yeah, sure.
Do it.
All right. So we got the Mark Inside. They're a band from out this way. Very nice. Songwriting. Got some good mellow tunes. Very tight. Tight band. And another band called Ultimate Most High, which is a kind of garagey punk band, nice and raw, some good loud stuff there. They seem to be fairly fresh on the MySpace too. They've got only a handful of plays, which I love when I get to find new music like that, because it's a brand new discovery. It's like finding a vein of gold in a mine that nobody's discovered yet. It's awesome. I have been hanging out with another band as of late that don't have a name yet. There's an amalgamation of a couple bands that got together out here. They've been together for about a year and a half, just writing songs and jamming, and they just started doing some shows, and they're basically recording an album at an old farmhouse here in Pickering, Ontario, a little road called Taunton Road. And so hopefully they'll have some stuff that I can play for you soon, and hopefully they'll have decided on a name for their band, because, they're kind of getting into fisticuffs over names and stuff, and it's all coming out in the music, which is raw. So things are good. Things are good out here. I've got some photos I'll put up of their recording sessions on Van Music and stuff like that, too. So you guys can check all that out as well.
Cool. Any particular songs that you're requesting from these two bands?
Yeah, I would, the Mark Inside, I would play the Mark Inside first because they're a little more mellow, and then the Ultimate Most High is pretty heavy, but you can do what you like, juggle them around, it's your show, my friend. I think, basically, I like all the songs on Mark Inside. Maybe check out Circling the Drain is pretty good, Liar, I can relate to that sometimes, I kind of feel that one. And Ultimate Most High, I like their song more, which I think is pretty sweet.
Officially, it's been played 28 times.
I know, 28 times. Can you believe that? That's like, that's as raw as it gets. I love that stuff.
Nice.
29th like, time is coming up.
What's that?
The 29th time. Watch it. You can watch it change.
Oh, hang on. Let me refresh my page. Yeah. These guys are going to love it. Yeah, man. Any good things happening out there in the Van City in terms of your music and your gigging and your partying?
Oh, yes. I'm sure there's lots of things going on. We got a few. We've had a bit of a dry spell in terms of bands live here on Friday Sunrise, but we got a few lined up. I know we got one coming up in March called Brave by Numbers. They're another local band that they're going to be coming in. What's that?
I know Brave by Number.
Oh, you do?
I do. Cool. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I know Paint by Number.
What's that?
Paint by Number. Paint by Numbers. It's a hobby of mine.
Yeah, and we also got another band, Garissa, that we're trying to sort out a date with, as well as Sunday's Best is probably going to be returning for a third edition on Friday Sunrise. They've just been in the studio. One of their band members is dating somebody who works at Mushroom Studios, and they got a week of free recording or something to that respect. So that's pretty exciting for Sunday's Best, getting a proper recording done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Brave by Numbers. Rob Hill's in Brave by Numbers, from what I recall. He's a good guy. He's actually gotten me work before. He got me some Christmas work as a casino dealer a couple Christmases ago. Super good guy.
Nice. Yeah, that's the fella I spoke with about coming to the show. So yeah,
I believe he used to rent a room in the staple of East Van, the center of East Van Universe, the Foxy House. I believe that's actually where I met him.
That's where I would know him from.
Yeah, a few years back, back in the raging backyard party days, I believe.
Excellent. Cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you something. I saw something, you posted something on Facebook about the sun rising 2 days early on, over Greenland.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, from what I understand, for as long as people can remember, the sun rose, on January 13th, up north, up in Greenland, because as you know, they've got like the big, like, months of darkness through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And on January 13th, the sun rises. It's actually such a big event that they, like, people get the day off work and kids don't have to go to school, and it's like a holiday. It's like a fantastic day. And this year, the sun rose on January 11th, 2 days earlier than expected. Which is kind of strange, if you really think about it, because that means, I don't know, in my mind's eye and all the conspiracy websites I go to, that the clock of the universe is running a little fast or something. I don't know. There's all kinds of theories about it online. Have to do with a magnetic pole shift. In fact, just last week, Tampa Airport repainted the lines on their runway. It's just reopening this week because there was a shift in the poles of 40 miles, which isn't quite all in mainstream news, which makes me wonder. Yeah, but, you know, I like to read out their stuff. I don't want to cause panic because I'm just a guy who reads the internet. You know, I'm not, like, a scientist or anything. But it's a little strange.
My understanding of if there is a pole shift, we are going to get an insane amount of radiation. I think somehow the way that the Earth spins and something to do with the poles. I can't explain it exactly, but with my limited knowledge, the way the Earth spins based on the poles, we get a protective, some sort of magnetic protective layer.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Blocks
well,
a bunch of UV radiation.
I've actually been researching it a lot because I'm into that stuff. And the Earth's magnetic field is apparently getting weaker right now. Not that it's going to disappear, but over like polar shifts have happened over time. Sometimes they're fast, sometimes they're slow, sometimes they take years, sometimes they take hours. It's kind of unpredictable. But the Earth's magnetic field weakens, and that helps to change the poles. And that's related to the sun's magnetic field. And the sun is about to wake up from a kind of a slumber, according to NASA, in around 2013. And so there might be some Earth changes. Hopefully it's not as crazy as the movies tell us, because sometimes apparently it's crazy, sometimes it's a little mellow. So hoping we're on a mellow ride this time, if all the internet stories are right.
Stay tuned to Friday Sunrise for all your
science and conspiracy topics.
Yeah, no, seriously, we should have another segment. Make everyone paranoid segment.
And now, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Run for your lives.
Now from his bunker, 3 miles in the earth. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good to stay informed on those topics. And, check out, actually, there's a great website that I go to if you guys want to check out those kinds of things. It's called AboveTopSecret.com. It's not just a conspiracy website. It's it's a forum where a lot of intelligent people go to, like engineers, scientists, like military people, even politicians go there. Like the debates and the proof and like people post a conspiracy and then people will like post against it or for it with science and facts and links to back up their theories, which makes it a little more than conspiracy because it's a bunch of research done for you by legitimate intelligent people.
Cool. If we're not on the air next week, contact your local government official.
Exactly, yes. Yes. Yeah, but if you are checking out websites as well, of course, check out vanmusic.ca. There's a bunch of new stuff up there. There's a new interview with Kevin from Fake Shark Real Zombie, which is worth giving a read as well.
Nice. Who did that interview?
If you're going to read something before the last days, vanmusic is a good site to check out as one of your last things to see.
Excellent.
Along with your mom and dad and your pets and your fish and your family.
And check out the snow penis in Mark's backyard.
Oh, yes. And the snow penis in Mark's backyard. Could you take some pictures of that? Can you post that on the Friday Sunrise Facebook page with a picture of you guys in front? Give them the big thumbs up. Not that.
I don't know if we got a photo. It's kind of fallen down at this point.
Build your own, Jason. Build your own.
Build your own. Okay, I'm going to have to.
You got enough snow still.
Penis in my yard. Well, now that I've got my day planned, I think things are starting to look up.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Cool.
No pun intended, right?
No, not at all. Never, never, never. It's always just random. Random perfection. But, yeah, man, check out abovetopsecret.com. I really recommend that site if you are into that stuff, guys. You'll go a little crazy.
Okay.
You know, you'll get a little weird, but it makes for a good afternoon of
conspiracy and science.
Of conspiracy and science, yes. There's actually a bunch of forums on there. It goes from like science to conspiracy to like the oil spill, 9/11, like
Kennedy,
aliens, UFOs, every kind of possible topic where there may be. The government may be lying to you about something. We'll be on there.
Thanks.
With that, I think we're gonna play. Are we gonna play Liar or are we gonna play Circle the Drain? Circling the Drain.
I don't know. What do you want to hear, Jay? We got Liar and Circle the Drain lined up from the Markin side.
In honor of my rebellious attitude towards the government and towards authority in general, let's do Liar.
Okay. Cool, man.
Cool. All right, gentlemen, we'll have a great day out there in Vancouver, and I guess I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds radical.
Thanks, Jason.
No worries, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, cheers.
And that was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in from Toronto with his Toronto Tracks of the Week and, well, some other things that we spoke of. Anyway, we're going to move on to a band called The Mark Inside. We're going to hear a track called
Liar.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. go.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And we're back on Friday Sunrise. Thank you to Jason for Toronto Tracks. We heard a couple bands out of Toronto, The Mark Inside, song Liar. Followed that up with the Ultimate. Is that Ultimate or Ultimost? Ultimost High.
Ultimost High.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Before Toronto Tracks, we heard a song from Black Mountain, and followed that up with the Drive By Truckers. We are giving away tickets to the Drive By Truckers. If I could get that date again, I think it's March 15th.
March 11th at the Commodore Ballroom on Granville Street in Vancouver.
March 11th at the Commodore. If you want tickets to see the Drive-By Truckers, give us a call, 604-822-2487. The first caller through will get those tickets. What do we got coming up?
That is a great question. What do we have?
I think what we're going to start doing is... our musical fact of the day. We've started the new year off with a musical fact every day, every show, every Friday. It's turned into about 5 facts that are usually not related to music, but we enjoy doing them anyway. And so we're gonna cue that up right now.
Hey, what happened?
Jared, you know the human head was 8,000.
The band has been together for 16 years, together on the road.
These go to 11.
All hairdressers are in the employment of the government. Hair are your areas. They pick up signals from the cosmos and transmit them directly into the brain. This is the reason bald-headed men are uptight.
I got a real red wagon.
That's what you are. You're just bastard people, and I'm going home, and I'm gonna bite my pillow. It's what I'm gonna do.
I can't do my work.
And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were,
"Hey, what happened?"
And now, with absolutely no relevance to those sound clips at all, it's time for the music fact of the day.
We're back. Musical fact of the day. As I say, these are not always related to music, but I got a couple here that are music related. Number one, the Marshall Tucker Band. Have you heard of the Marshall Tucker Band?
I have heard of the Marshall Tucker Band.
They had a hit with Can't You See back in the 70s, I believe. There is no Marshall Tucker in the Marshall Tucker Band.
Is that right?
That is right. And they are a southern band similar to, not as famous as, but... In the ilk of Lynyrd Skynyrd, which also had no Lynyrd Skynyrd in their band. Lynyrd Skynyrd was actually named after a bunch of the guys' high school PE teacher, who they despised. So for some reason, they named their band after him. Anyways, moving on. What else have we got? In North Korea, if you're ever to find a radio that has no dial, there's a good chance that it was... fabricated in North Korea, because what they do there is they build the radios with no dial. You can't change the station. They are set to official government broadcast frequencies.
Wow.
Now, did you know the band Aerosmith? They have made more money off of Guitar Hero than they have from any one of their single albums.
Really?
Really. Big money in video games.
I gotta get my own video game.
Yes, we're gonna do
the Friday Sunrise.
Sunrise. Jeff Bridges from the Big when he did the movie The Big Lebowski, sort of a slacker movie. Turns out most of the clothes that he wore were his own. Might say something a little bit about him.
Huh.
Bit of a slacker. Not recently though. He's had 2 movies in the last 2 years where he might be Academy Award nominated. I think he did Crazy Heart, where he was a country singer. Movie loosely based on Towns Van Zandt, and then he's now in True Grit, which I saw recently, and is a pretty cool movie, a Coen Brothers movie, and I found it lived up to the hype. Last fact: Sylvester Stallone, when he was in high school, was voted the most likely to die in the electric chair.
Wow.
Yes. Turns out it didn't happen, but...
Yet.
Not yet. Not yet. You're right. You're right. Anyways, that was the musical facts of the day.
That had nothing to do with... Well, sort of. A few of them were music related.
We'll get there one day.
Cool. Well, I just want to say congratulations to Mike, Ricky, for winning the tickets to see the Drive-By Truckers March 11th at the Commodore Ballroom. And in light of that, maybe we'll play another track for Mike out there tuning in Radioland. The track we heard earlier by the Drive-By Truckers was called Birthday Boy. We're going to hear another one called Girls Who Want to Smoke, or Girls Who Smoke. Right here on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Alright, that was a track from the Drive-By Truckers. Thanks to Mike for calling in. Get tickets. Now we're going to move on to a band, a local band, who wasn't supposed to be playing any gigs in the upcoming future because they were going to be recording, and I'm sure they are recording, but they are going to be playing at Malone's. I believe it's on the 28th or the 29th of January. They're going to be playing with Rude City Riot. This band is called Giraffe Aftermath. We've had them on the show before. It was getting close to a year ago. It was last April. You can check out the podcast of that if you like at CITR.ca. But for now, here is a track from Giraffe Aftermath. This is Peace of Mind off of their 2009 EP.
advantage of you. Just I don't want to walk in these shoes no more. Lend me your hand, we'll pretend for a minute then. There was never such a thing called war. But I can't hide forever. I'm in line like a treasure in the sand. Made my deal with the devil, but never stuck around to shake his hand. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind. I know I probably shouldn't be telling you this, just I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't tight in it. That I could never give no more. And now I'm awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them. This ain't a way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind.
Dreaming of mercies. Hi, we're the Geese.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Bitch.
How about some Friday Sunrise with your morning dumplings?
Oh, to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Be sure to check out Tron Legacy playing through January 13th, The Green Hornet beginning January 13th and playing until January 27th, and a special midnight screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show on January 28th.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Hey, it's Hamish and
Dwayne
from Big Tall Garden.
You're listening to Friday Sunrise
on CITR
101.9
FM.
The boy in the woodshed is not very old. A long leather belt, what is wicked and cold, will snap at his back so he does what he's told. And he ain't gonna cry anymore. He's got 12-year-old shoes for 5-year-old feet. Nothing to stand on and nothing to eat. Mom gives him liquor to put him to sleep, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. And in a rotten old Chevy, Dad drives into town to work in the mill that will soon be shut down. And he'll watch dear old Dad drive that car in the ground, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. Well, he ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry. By the old parish hall, he loaded a rifle for the first man he saw. Now his picture is tacked on the post office wall. But he ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore.
We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. This has been another episode of Friday Sunrise. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, who did tune in. I want to thank Mike Ricky for winning the tickets to go see the Drive-By Truckers. In this last set, we heard a track from Giraffe Aftermath, Peace of Mind, off the 2009 EP. We heard a track from Jonas Chandel off of Jonas Chandel. That was Mercy Street, a Peter Gabriel cover. We also heard a track from The Geese, It's Only Natural, off of It's Only Natural, as well as a track from The New Pornographers off of Together. That was the first track called Moves. And that last song that we heard was a track from
Big Tall Garden.
Yes, off of Full Fathom 5 from 1995. That was The Boy in the Woodshed. And we're going to close out the show with a track from a band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, called The Deep Dark Woods, who had just booked a rather large tour. They've got some dates. Closest they're coming to Vancouver will be Calgary. They're also playing Edmonton, but then they're heading down to Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. And, yep, Chicago and Minnesota. Anyways, yeah, it's
this is gonna be the shores of Alabama.
Yes, sir. Off of
Hang Me, Oh Hang Me.
Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. That's right. So thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget you can join us on the Facebook page. We have also check out the podcast at CITR.ca and don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca, a great resource for great local independent music. Hopefully we'll have a band in next week. We're not 100% sure. We're waiting to hear back, but we will see. Anyways, until next week, thanks again for listening.
Thank you.